This is, excuse me, it's early. This is Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 trends are looking better across multiple metrics in Colorado compared to previous winters. 211 people are hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's about the same as last week and lower than the peak of 280 around Thanksgiving. Cases, the positivity rate, and wastewater trends also are improving after the busy holiday season when many were gathering and traveling. Xcel Energy has set another record for profits. The company reported nearly $1.8 billion in net earnings in 2023. That's a slight increase from the year prior. On an earnings call Thursday, executives told investors the utility has nearly won approval to invest billions into Colorado clean energy projects. It also plans to ask state regulators for permission to hike gas rates and upgrade the power grid to prevent wildfires. Acting on years of pleas from Austin autism care providers and parents, the Joint Budget Committee voted unanimously Wednesday to provide more reimbursement for pediatric behavioral care. The JBC made an additional $10 million in state funds available for the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, which oversees the state Medicaid program. That will boost reimbursements to providers by about 25%. J.J. Tomesh, founder of Autism Care Clinic Behavior Span, said the money will help him hire more staff and provide raises for his employees.
It's given us a lot of hope that we didn't have a couple of months ago, and it's sweeped new energy into us. Families and providers.
Many clinics for children with developmental challenges have left Colorado in recent years, citing the state's comparatively low reimbursement rates. You're listening to CPR News. Morning Edition is starting now. On the show today, we'll hear about new tech to control mosquito populations, get tips on how to fake liking football, and more. And later this hour, we'll be joined live by reporter Benta Berkland to tell us more about a debate that happened last night.